This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Special thanks to Jonathan Eboard, Cheryl Chumley, and Norm Singleton for covering for me last hour as we travel the world for the sake of health, freedom, and healing liberty, Super Don, and the New York City experience. New York City experience was actually quite nice, I have to say. I really enjoyed my time. And Carol, what a wonderful host, the hostess with the mostest. and her cat, Sammy, so funny. Enjoyed
You're
that.
A cat guy. I guess the cats all realize that, so
they're
drawn to you. You're like the Pied Piper of cats.
You know what? I like dogs too, but you know I have that connection, the cat connection. I can read them. I'm empathic to cats. I can be I'm not a cat woman, cat man. I don't know what you call it. But anyway, we had fun, and great group of receptive folks that everywhere I went, loving the information, bringing that power to heal back where it belongs, and heading back. Now, by the way, this hour we're going to do some more previews of the International Association for Near Death Experiences, the IANS conference, and this is really quite profound in how it changes people's lives. Again, whether you believe in them or not, the experience is transformative. And it's helping a lot of folks, and that's what we're about here. And that's so we've got Robert Pease, I believe a doctor coming up a little later in the hour, going to talk about some pretty interesting things that I think you'll all benefit by. So stand by for that. Also, upcoming events. Remember, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, we just added the Health Freedom Congress, and that's going to be at the end. It's like right at the end of ANS. I got to head up to Minnesota. It looks like. For the Health Freedom Congress. So those of you in the Midwest that want to come and take part in that, Ronnie Cummins from, what is it, the Organic, what do we call his, the Organic Institute? I got so many names in my head right now, I can't even think clearly.
He's a really cool dude.
Come on, we know Ronnie Cummins. He's awesome.
Yeah.
And he'll be the keynote, and there'll be other folks in the Health Freedom Movement that if you haven't met, you'll really enjoy connecting there. So check it out. Links are up. They're hyperlinked in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. So
Ronnie Cummins is the Organic Consumers Association.
There it is. Thank you. The OCA. Yes. Organic. So Ronnie Cummins is awesome. We're gonna have to get him on before then. But for now, plan to be at these events. We put them up there, and you are transformed just by hanging out with folks like that. So what do we do today, Super D? I got a little bit of time before we go out of our bodies and cover some of that.
I think it would be cool. Mike Adams has come out with yet another video, which he's just cranking these things out all the time. And this one in particular is called The 12 Biggest Science Lies You've Been Told by Corporations, Government, and the Corrupt Media. I thought maybe we could take a peek at that.
Okay, 12 Biggest Science Lies. Let's go through that together, shall we? Let's see. Oh, he's got a good list there, too. So, number one, weed killer is safe to eat. Weed killer is safe to eat.
Weed killer. Sprinkle that on your salad.
What do you think ORAC thinks about that? If we offer him a shot glass filled, would he drink it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he wouldn't. But would he do the same thing like the glyphosate guy?
Yeah,
or not? I don't know.
Well, the thing is, yesterday we were brought to that deeper understanding of the glyphosate-glycine connection, you know, an amino acid to a synthetic toxic poison amino acid in glyphosate, how it's replacing the glycine, and in the gut, that's devastating. Devastating. So we see how there are many ways that this weed killer is a killer of more than just weeds. So that is definitely one of those science lies in the number one list, because it seems to be proliferating everywhere. Number two is something we've covered over the years many times, Super B, and it's that statin drugs, those cholesterol-lowering medications, are good for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've even covered stories where people want you to think that statins are the fountain of youth. I can't remember the guy's name now. I used to know it. It was just always off the top of my head.
Oh, David Agus. I remember that.
That's right.
Statins are
the
good.
Fountain of youth.
Pour them in the water. Pour it on the dance floor. We can't get enough. Remember, cholesterol is critical for brain and neurological health and function, endocrine function, keeping you young. These statins are causing muscle fatigue and wasting. It's just unbelievable that anybody thinks statins are legitimate medicine. I can't find a reason for them at all. Science lie number three, food and nutrients cannot treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Of course, if the FDA
the
is your church.
The skeptics love to scoff at this one, the idea that food is your medicine.
Yeah, is there a fallacy, the food fallacy? What do they call that, right? That you know. I just tell them the facts.
Well, yeah, the food is your is medicine. That might fall in line with the appeal to nature.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just eat your glyphosate, skeptics, and see how well you do. Science lie number four, biosolids are organic fertilizers that are safe to use on home gardens. What are biosolids, Super Don? Do you know anything about those?
Recycled human sewage.
Yeah.
And industrial waste, yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, the industrial waste part of it is extra good, right? No, we don't recommend that for you or anybody. Certainly not organic agriculture as it's supposed to be certified without toxic waste. Although, again, they overlook the heavy metal content in many of these things, so that's something we got to keep going. Lie number five, when it comes to cancer, early detection saves lives. No, early detection actually destroys lives with unnecessary interventions. And that is because also the very detection technology, like mammograms, ends up causing the cancer or worsening it in the case of mammograms, because they can actually scrunch breast tissue to the point of causing a rupture of a tumor, for instance, or a cyst, something that's carrying things you don't want to be spread through the rest of the body. So that's number five. Science lie number six, GMOs have been proven safe by rigorous science.
Rigorous?
How come that's not true, Super D? I mean, come on, there's a lot of money behind GMOs.
Oh, there's plenty of rigor that's taking place in science that is proving that there's a problem with GMOs. It's just they like to pick which rigor they like. You know?
Yeah, they'll put you into rigor mortis if you eat this stuff enough, right? Yeah, that's right. They conduct their own science studies, and then they submit it to government. Government says, sure, see, look, it's fine, right? And if a dietary supplement company submitted their own science, they'd be laughed out of the building, even if it were legitimate. But, again, conflicts of interest are real in the GMO world. Science lie number seven, mercury has been removed from all vaccines. This is still an important one to cover because people are under the impression, oh, yeah, it's been taken out, it's all good, no problem. But remember that the base level components that go into the makeup of the vaccine may still be containing the thimerosal preservative. And the lie here, of course, is that there's no thimerosal in it. It's just they don't have to put it on the label anymore because they don't add extra at the end. Except, of course, if it's a flu shot. Then, of course, they can add extra in the end and tell you, Grandpa and your little baby, you both need it.
There's no added mercury.
Right. No, it's
just
all
the mercury that was there to begin with. Yeah.
Right. And that's, again, a lie, deception, and this is the game as it's played. Those of you who still worship at the altar of sci-fiantism, you know, suck down that mercury or inject it. I don't want to do that for anybody that I care and love. And this is something that if somebody says, yeah, the mercury's been taken out, you need to hit them back with this information. With love, of course, with love. Science lie number eight, vaccines are not linked to autism. Not linked to autism. Of course, the CDC whistleblower said, no, they are linked. But even if you were to say it's not linked to autism, how about encephalopathy? How about neurological tics? How about all the other things that basically fall under the definition of autism without it being called autism? So whether you call it that or not, the science is pretty darn clear. Vaccines, even in the inserts, list neurological damage and derangement of some kind. Well, I say that those people that are claiming that it's not linked are deranged.
Yes, sir. And then we have number nine. This gets into global warming. Rising CO2 levels will destroy the planet.
No, it's crowding out brain cells for people not thinking clearly on this issue. Rising CO2 levels are helpful for plant life. And, of course, we see a green or forestation in areas where CO2 is up. Now, the toxic residues of, let's say, burning, quote-unquote, fossil fuels, CO2 may be one of those things, but also carbon monoxide, also other contaminants that are added to these things. These are the real danger. Global warming is more driven by sun activity, electromagnetic universe, than it is by CO2 levels. This is not me arguing for more pollution. It's arguing me arguing for rational discussion of climate shifts that have been going on throughout the history of the planet. And again, some of our friends on the left can't seem to have an intelligent adult discussion about the distinct difference between those two.
Science. And then there's number 10. We really like number 10.
Why do we like number 10?
Oh, it's the science lie of prescription drugs treat disease.
Yeah, they don't. They actually cause disease. They manage your disease, but they cause 10 other diseases. Read the side effects of those prescription drugs. It's kind of like, heart disease, statin drug link. You actually don't have heart disease because of cholesterol. Cholesterol is a protective response to inflammation within the arterial wall, for instance, and the statin drugs can create 10 other diseases we've talked about already. That's just one small example of many. Science lie number 11, unborn babies are just tissue and not really humans. Again, this gets into an existential...
That's a touchy subject.
Touchy subject. We know. I can't delve into that because we're almost out of time. Science lie number 12, vaccines halt the spread of disease. No, most of the outbreaks of measles and mumps occurred among children who were already 100% vaccinated. Again, the failure of vaccines is going to show up, and then we'll look back at the history of vaccines and say, you know what, those diseases, intensity and prevalence were already on the way out with improvements of sanitation, hygiene, sewage systems, etc., and the skeptics don't like to acknowledge that, so they'll call us. That's the sewage fallacy, they'll say. Well, why don't you put that sewage sludge on your own food, skeptics? We don't have time for you here. All right, folks, we're going to go out of the body, maybe. I don't know how you define it, but near-death experiences, really profound, changing people's lives for the better, not the worse, for the better. And here's a guy that's been through it many times. Robert Pease is going to join us on the show after this. Check out the links in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Remember, the upcoming events, so cool when we can get together. IACT, we got coming up with Dr. Detox, of course, Dr. Daryl Wolf, and many other events coming up that have been added into the calendar. So check out the show notes, robertscottbell.com. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here. Thanks to Super Don for making it sound so darn good, Super D. Back with Robert Pease and the NDEs after the break.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Up and coming, one of the most unique conferences I've ever planned to attend and participate in is the IANS conference, the International Association for Near-Death Studies. And we have another featured speaker, guest workshop leader that will be at that event. I'm very excited to connect with him. His name is Dr. Robert Pease, and he has actually a new book out we have linked up in the show notes. Robert Pease's book is Spiritual Boot Camp. This is your wake-up call. Dr. Robert Pease, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it's my pleasure and honor to be a part of this and contribute. Thank you for my participation with you today. It's fabulous.
Yeah, now I've gotten to interview a couple of folks that are going to be attending, and there's always fascinating backstories in here. Many times it's a person who never had any knowledge of any of the things that happen in terms of what happens after you die or having a near-death experience. It seems like what I've read about you is you've been kind of an intuitive, sensitive kind of guy that kind of knew there was more to life, but then there was a specific experience that brought you to a deeper understanding.
That's true. I mean, when I was born, let's just go back to the beginning here, okay. I came in with a sense of being able to sort of be able to hear people's song, which is I thought everybody could do, and I was also able to sort of hear inside of people's minds, not so much of word by word of what they were thinking, but impressions and feelings about who they are and their personality and their blueprint. And growing up, I would talk that way to them, and they would scratch their head and say, I don't understand what you're saying or how you know this. Mm-hmm. And I began to realize that, well, not everybody could do that. And I kind of shut up. I was a little scared. I was looked at in a very odd and strange and peculiar way because of these gifts So later, when it became apparent that I was intuitive and was able to be a little bit more sensitive about such energy and frequencies, I began to voice it more, but nothing compared to the traumatic experiences that I've had through near-death experiences as an experiencer that brought it all home.
Is that the featured focus of, it seems like you've written a lot, you've lectured a lot, you teach, you counsel at this point, and I'm coming in like way through your journey here, and we're all going to meet you hopefully at the IANS conference in Orlando, July 28th through 31st as it's designated. But the, you know, a lot of times it's one experience, one significant experience, like a car accident. You also had a traumatic injury.
Yes, I've had actually multiple near-death experiences. I've been shot. I was in a revolution in Pakistan by accident. I was in a traumatic automobile accident in Italy with two friends of mine who were killed in that accident. I was in the front passenger seat, and the car flipped 8 times. I was the only survivor of that accident, and then proceeded to go from a coma, 8 hours on the operating table, into coma, into spending nearly a year in hospital and body traction in a full-fledged recovery. So it was quite a traumatic experience for sure.
Well, was your time in coma and in the hospital, was it filled with a lot of, let's say, experiences that are considered otherworldly to the other average person?
You know, the word otherworldly, you know, Robert, this is where we get into the language.
Yes, I know. It's a challenge, isn't it?
It is a challenge because, you know, it's like Plato's theory of the cave. You go outside and there's this wonderful world you live in, and you go back inside the cave to talk to, you know, from a limited point of understanding about the world out there, blue skies,
if you've never been outside of the cave and you try to describe it to someone who hasn't, it is kind of, that's why I guess those terms are utilized, because they, you know, people, if they've had the experience, they may not remember it, but maybe they have had them.
Yeah, and I believe that we all have those experiences all the time. We tap into it and most of the time in our dream state. When we're asleep, there's like another world that we live in and we participate in, and we're very comfortable there. No matter how frightening the images are or how beautiful they are, we're there, and we're sort of, you know, accepting those images and the things that we're living and seeing and viewing from the dream state, as we call it, as being very, as much real there as they are when we wake up in the morning here and go, oh, well, this is another normal day on Earth.
Well, I definitely concur with that. And, you know, I've had experiences, and that's why I'll be speaking as well for the first time on this subject at the IANS conference coming up. And I want others to, you know, let's say open up to this other worlds, I could say, that we may already be experiencing but don't know it. And Dr. Robert Pease is here with us to help us to do that today as we preview the IANS conference. We've got links up in the show notes to his book as well. Stick around. Lots more fascinating discussion on the near-death experience and beyond, and how it's made practical as well after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes, as they always are. We've got an exciting discussion here with Dr. Robert Pease. He's going to be speaking and conducting a workshop, and I have that linked up as well at the IANS conference. It's coming up before you know it, the end of July in Orlando, Florida. And it looks like the subject that you've got is Shine Your Life, Writing and Presenting Your Story Effectively. From stage, no less. And I think, we talked before we got on the air about the difference between just telling your story and sharing your story. And I guess, as we move that direction, too, to help us understand what you're going to be doing, the practical aspect of a near-death experience, is there something we can gain from a practical, how does it work in my life, right? People are going to say, why should I have that experience unless it helps me in my life when I'm awake? at least in the way people think of being awake.
Well, what I believe is that you do not have to have the near-death experience in order to have the experience. And in my work, which I actually call my playtime, because work is like work, playtime is that sharing is the key. And there's a lot of research, especially just in science and the medical field, that show that sharing is the greatest form of healing medicine. When we open ourselves up to share inside of our own story, which is the difference between sharing and telling, is telling is like an itemized thing. Where you say, well, how was your day? And we say, well, I got up this morning, I had breakfast, and then I went to work, and then I, you know, did this, and I did that, and I came home, and I watched TV. You know, it was a day. Well, we kind of always seem to minimalize our experience when we are telling somebody else. We literally itemize it like an inventory list, which is kind of black and white. It's just a very, very objective way of looking at things. So when we share it, we actually go inside the story and witness ourselves there at that moment, much like a detective asking somebody at a crime scene, well, where were you? Well, were you exactly standing? Well, what did you see? Well, you know, what was it? Was there a dog barking? Were there children outside? It places you back inside of it so that you can actually, in a way, relive the experience. And then when you share that story, it's immediate and it gives vision to everything that you're doing. When we do this, when we're in the share mode versus the tell mode, it allows the message that we're conveying or the story that we're conveying to the person listening to actually brain sync with us, and they themselves have the experience as well. So therefore, they don't necessarily need to have the experience. They can vicariously become an experiencer themselves. That's why it's so vital, especially from the place of the near-death experiencer and many other people who are, you know, living in experiences that are very sometimes hard to understand. Mm-hmm. When they share their story and convey it, it allows the listener to actually step inside their story as well and have the experience.
Well, Dr. Pease, if you, and it sounds like you've talked with a lot of folks, you've trained a lot of folks, you've taught a lot of folks, many that may have had the NDEs, but many, as you say, that haven't necessarily, but may be able to tap into these experiences without having them at all, which is a fascinating thing to consider for folks, because you know, it's a fascinating mystery for many of us in the Western world, at least the way we're raised in the Western world, to be very reductionist in our thinking, as opposed to those who grow up in an Eastern mysticism kind of way, where it's a normal extension of their life. Do you find that working with folks, and you've lived in the East, the Far East as well, so you've seen perhaps the differences in the way we are raised?
Well, it's a different mindset for sure, the East and the West. In fact, I actually was at University of Hawaii in Manoa campus at the East-West Center doing that integration process for a while. I lived 6 years in Japan, traveled all over the Far East as well. It is a different mindset for sure. It's like I almost often feel like Earth is like the left and the right side of the brain. One is more linear, logical, practical, scientific, and analytical in the left, and in the right brain, more into the creative expression of the imagination, tapping into what seems to be impossible to make it possible and manifest in the world. And between the two sort of sides of the brain, we kind of break it down the world that way. We have the, you know, the very logical and scientific approach, but we also have the creative and the imaginative approach. And what we're now doing is we're seeing there is a bridge between those two worlds. And the brain is called the amygdala, and it's a very small little place in our brain that actually is the bridge that transfers data and systems of information from one side of the brain, the right, where the billions of thoughts are that everyone is having, to the left side of our brain where we're having our unique, you know, individual thoughts, about 40,000 of them, mind you, where we're spending most of our time. It's like Mexican food. There's 5 ingredients and 1,000 recipes, and there's just so many ways that you can take those ingredients and make something out of them in order to create and imagine the possibility of experiencing something new in relationship to your personal experience. We need to tap in to that other part of ourselves that is tapped into all the systems of information available to us to expand our ingredients so that we have more recipes to experience life and a point of view from.
Well, you mentioned that you also work with people who have suffered from PTSD, those who have been maybe in war scenarios that are just so traumatic. How do you share this experience? Because some of them may have actually had NDEs and really are being, as my concern, overly medicated as opposed to allowing them to share the experience and make some kind of sense of it. What happened and why, perhaps?
Well, I speak from that deep in my heart. At the age of 9 and 10, I attempted suicide. And in the, back in the 50s, children just didn't do that kind of thing. It was completely out of the realm. I was institutionalized into an adult mental institution because there were no places to put children.
Wow.
So there I was with adults, mainly 30, 40, 50-year-old, a lot of them women, and that I began to have this other experience with, who were also living in extreme depressions, trauma, all sorts of experiences from sexual abuse, family abuse, all, I mean, the world opened up to me as a small kid. One of the things that we all had in common is that the way that they were, we were, dealt with was that we were either given shock therapy or lots of drugs like Thorazine and Stelazine back in the day,
right,
to really just knock us down, you know, so that we would disconnect from what they thought was a distorted sense of personal reality. In other words, science, often that field looks at us as being depersonalized, that we're not in touch with a normal state, and the state that we think is normal isn't normal at all. So, in other words, it becomes a world that we shouldn't be in. We should get back to being in ours. Dealing with traumatic experience, which I believe most people have had somewhere in the course of their life, especially in childhood, then builds a distorted sense of reality, mainly from the parents sometimes in education, lots of places, that create anxiety in the child that ultimately can lead to brain tumors and schizophrenia. That's how extraordinarily difficult anxiety as a chemical or reflection of the brain can be. So we all are suffering from some level of anxiety caused from childhood trauma. When it's amplified, like you mentioned, with a war veteran,
right,
someone who, or myself, who's been through extraordinarily traumatic experiences, it really does heighten that distortion, and it literally, I believe, transcends us out of it into an altered state of consciousness where we are safer, where we feel more normalized. And in that place, it allows us to expand, and what I stated was the right side of our brain, that field of information, the systems of information that are accessible and available to us that we normally don't see because we're living in a rational, logical, analytical place of the left brain. So when we're there and then we come back here, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What happened?
Right.
What was that place?
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite part of it is like looking at the dimensional worlds. There's a dot, and the dot's all alone, and the dot's, I guess, happy because it doesn't know anything else. And then one day it looks over and sees another dot and says, oh my gosh, there's one just like me. So then they're both compelled to connect. And once they connect, they create a line. And then they start to notice that there are other dots, and they start connecting more lines till they make a square. And from that, they begin to heighten that reality, and they create a cube. So basically, they've gone from one dimension to two dimensions to three dimensions, from the dot to a cube. And each time they're elevated in their connection, they experience a different point of view of and perception of the world they live in. So imagine then when you start connecting dots from what we call the other side and then connecting to the fourth, fifth, sixth, and on, I can't even go on, dimensions that allow us to then perceive and examine and participate and observe and get inside of a bigger story. Coming back from that, saying, okay, in what way can a three-dimensional object communicate to a dot and explain what that is? You know, to the dot, who's just there by itself going, but I'm a dot. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, what do you find people discover is really important pre-NDE and post-NDE, or even pre-consultation with you and your experiences sharing as they're learning and trying to figure this all out, and then afterwards, what is the common denominator? Is it vitamin L? Is it the love that we talk about here on this show?
It's all about the love, Robert. I mean, anything that you read about me, especially in all the years that I've been playing in this field, as many others, is that in the when you clear away all the trauma and the pain and the suffering in our lives, all the experiences that have compounded like particles of dust that eventually cover us over to a place that we no longer have a clarity to see our divine purpose or our passion, to experience life, to be in this extraordinary adventure, really of a lifetime. When we just really clear all that away, psychologists and sociologists have profoundly discovered that that once that's all clear, the base nature of all humans is to be joyful and happy.
All right, we're going to take that joy and happiness after this break and wrap it up with Dr. Robert Pease here. He's going to be joining us at the IANS conference in Orlando, Florida, July 28th through the 31st. We'll talk more about that and how you can access the wonderful things he's doing, including his book. We'll talk about some more after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
What do we make of this kind of information? I know a lot of times I focus on health and healing from a physical perspective, but as I've never limited that on the Robert Scott Bell Show to physical, because we know we have an emotional aspect to health and healing, mental thought forms even, economic considerations, and even political things that can sometimes facilitate or sometimes get in the way of healing or experiencing what you're here to do. Who are you really? What is your mission? What is your passion? Dr. Robert P. is clearly helping folks to identify and discover that, from his NDEs to yours, and even if you haven't had one, you may want to connect at the IANS conference coming up. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Robert, great to have you on board today.
It's most excellent to be here. What an adventure we're having today on the show.
For sure. Now, practicality, I always like to talk about that, but what is it that people can experience, whether they've had an NDE or not? I mean, I gather from you the ability to communicate, the need to communicate, the flowing of information, the stories that are shared, not just told, but shared, as you said. That's a real distinct difference, and that could really open people up to a whole new life from here forward.
It does. You know, every time that we in our own life create a personal presentation by sharing ourselves authentically to anyone, it allows us to create a healing. It creates a communication. It creates, like I said about the dots, a connection. A line between one dot and another goes from a one-dimensional understanding to a two-dimensional understanding. Imagine when you collect, like this conference will do, a large amount of people come together, all those dots connecting all those lines, building cubes upon cubes of which we've built in the third dimension, skyscrapers of possibilities when we are organized in that manner and come together collectively. you know, in the spirit of deepening our understanding, being committed to becoming more compassionate through understanding what other people have experienced that maybe perhaps we haven't, and gain a little bit of that experience for ourselves, it begins to be a shared community and a collaboration to go out in the world feeling like, well, I've just been on an extraordinary adventure at a place like the IHANS convention. It's just a combination of opportunity, possibilities, networking for those who have had experiences and never been able to share them, and maybe not have ever been able to really communicate them clearly and effectively with anyone that they know because they feel so isolated in their world. This is an opportunity for you to come to connect with like-minded people, like experienced people. For those of you living with or knowing people who have had extreme experiences through trauma and pain, suffering, anxiety, that sort of thing, this is a great opportunity to learn more and gain the information that you need to be able to support them with love and compassion and really feel like there's something you can do. Instead of feeling, you know, isolated yourself, you have no idea how to support and love and help and nurture those who are dealing with it as well. So the combined force of that is always astounding at a place like INNDS.
Okay, great. And will you have your books available at the conference if people want to get it signed by you or anything?
Of course I will. Yes, there'll be the bookstore there. They'll be doing a wonderful job, and there'll be book signings, I'm sure, from all the speakers and guest lecturers and workshop heads. So we're there. I'll be there. I'm very accessible. Feel free to just walk up and say, hi, I heard you on Robert's show or whatever, and we'll have a conversation and connect.
Yeah, Robert Pease, the author of Spiritual Boot Camp, this is your wake-up call and many other things, and he'll be there and many others will, and I will be there too. Very excited, new experiences that are coming our way, and I really appreciate the time you took today to be with us. I know how busy you are coaching and doing all that great stuff that you're doing.
Thank you. It's an honor and privilege to be here, and what you're doing and sharing on your platform to communicate with the world at large is deeply emotionally connected information to support them as well as me and the experience as well is of value, Robert. Thank you for your work.
Yeah, we're definitely doing our level best to bring the power to heal back where it belongs, and I believe that's with each and every one of us, and that's something that much in the West, another thing. I grew up in the West, even though I've had experiences in the East, that there are a lot of disempowering folks out there that try to take your power from you, and I get from you that you're really trying to wake that up for people, and again, much respect and appreciation for what you're doing.
God bless. Thank you. Have an awesome week.
All right, folks, that's it for today's show. We've got a lot more healing to go tomorrow, but remember this, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.